This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Bigby. Police fired volleys of tear gas at protesters hurled bricks during clashes in Hong Kong Saturday, as several thousand activists protested an attack by suspected Triad gang members last weekend. Reuters' Anna Bevan.
Police had refused to allow the march on safety grounds, but protesters pushed ahead, having criticized the police for failing to protect the public from the attack by suspected members of the city's shadowy criminal network known as the Triads. What began as a peaceful protest soon grew increasingly tense. Rocks and bottles were thrown at police by protesters, and riot police stormed a pedestrian bridge. Last Sunday, around 100 club-wielding men burst into Yunong Station. The suspected gang members attacked protesters, passers-by, journalists and lawmakers, leaving 45 people injured, one critically.
That is Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. Eight senior military officers are to be charged in Sudan with crimes against humanity over their alleged part in the killing of protesters on June 3rd. Sudanese prosecutors said Saturday the country's ruling generals did not order the deadly breakup of a protest camp last month. Instead, prosecutors blamed paramilitary rapid support forces for exceeding orders and dispersing the protest camp on their own initiative. The report found security forces were told only to clear a lawless area close to the protest camp, not the sit-in itself. Prosecutors put the death toll at 87, but protesters say that 127 people were killed. Protest leaders called the report a form of shock to the Sudanese street and the regional and international community. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian police detained hundreds of people Saturday, including prominent opposition activists, around a political protest in Moscow. Reuters' Jonah Green.
Protesters rallied in the street calling for opposition candidates to be registered for local elections in Moscow, which they have been barred from. Jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny had called for the protest near the Moscow's mayor office to pressure authorities to allow candidates to run in the September 8th vote. But authorities called the protest illegal. They say candidates were prohibited from running because they had failed to collect enough signatures, an allegation the opposition rejects as false. The protest campaign is also intended to raise the heat on Russia's tightly controlled political system at a time when President Vladimir Putin's rating has dropped after years of falling incomes.
Jonah Green of Reuters. At least 10 Pakistani soldiers were killed Saturday in two militant attacks. Six soldiers were killed when militants across the Afghan border fired on a military patrol near a security post in the North Waziristan region. Four paramilitary troops were killed in the second attack during a search operation in southwestern Balochistan. The Pakistani Taliban did claim responsibility for the North Waziristan attack, but there was no claim for the Balochistan attack. The U.S. Marshals Service, which has custody of a North Korean-owned ship, Wise Honest, is now reviewing how to sell the seized vessel as ordered by a federal court that has yet to decide officially if the family of a U.S. student once held in North Korean custody before being returned in a vegetative state will receive the sale proceeds. The U.S. federal court in the Southern District of New York authorized the sale of the seized North Korean cargo vessel last week following a claim filed by the parents of Otto Warmbier. Warmbier died shortly after being returned from detention. The claim by the Warmbiers was that there was their attempt to collect part of the $500 million judgment awarded to them by a federal judge in Washington, D.C.
Dragon is over the pin. And Dragon is captured. That's 8:11 a.m. Central Time over the coast of southern Chile.
A SpaceX cargo craft delivering more than 2,200 kilograms of research crew supplies and hardware was installed into the International Space Station Saturday. NASA said the Dragon spacecraft was installed on the Earth-facing side of the ISS at 16:01 GMT. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Voice of America. 101. It's today's exclusive.